Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformation. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Welcome to another episode of Life Transformation Radio. I am your host, Master Resilience Implementer, TEDx speaker, business positioning strategist, and author, Sean Douglas. This show is currently heard in over 74 countries. So whether it's your first time joining us or you've been listening to us for some time, I want to thank you to those who are listening from around the world. Life Transformation Radio is all about our transformation. Here is where we tell the stories of why we're doing what we're doing. We highlight that transformational moment that changed our lives and how we use it to then transform others and elevate their lives as well. You can listen to us live right here on the Blog Talk Radio Network Tuesday through Friday. And you can join us in our Facebook group, Life Transformation Radio Community, and never miss an episode by subscribing wherever it is that you listen to podcasts. Life Transformation Radio is available on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spreaker, Spotify, TuneIn, Player FM, Radio Public, Overcast, CastBox, the Himalaya app, Google Play Music app, and now available on Pandora. So subscribe wherever it is that you listen to podcasts. I ask that you rate and review the show and let the world know about Life Transformation Radio. My guests are entrepreneurs, speakers, business owners, coaches, podcasters, authors, amazing human beings that are impacting the world around them. And my guest today does exactly that. If you have any questions for any of the guests that I bring on the show during our live broadcast, call us up 657-383-1109. Again, the number 657-383-1109. And with that, I'd like to welcome my guest for today, Lori Lyons. Lori, welcome to Life Transformation Radio.
Hi, Sean, and thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I am so pumped to have you on the show. We met and instantly I was like, yes, please come on the show. You're absolutely doing incredible work. And you make no bones about it that you are not a technical person, but you're living in this technical world. So I love that you're like, look, I'm not a technical person, and you throw that out there, but yet we're going to make this happen for you.
Absolutely. And it's the way that I can communicate with my clients because I understand their language because that's exactly what I speak.
Yeah, absolutely. I titled this episode, Igniting Your Business with Lori Lyons. Lori Lyons is a non-technical person living in a technical world. As a web designer and marketer, she strives to help her clients with marketing confusion in simple everyday terms. She marries the woo and the do and uses stories and analogies to make the complex simple. Lori has over 30 years as an entrepreneur and marketer, has overcome life-threatening trauma, and in spite of physical challenges, maintains a sense of humor and fun about life. She loves her Atlanta Braves baseball and enjoys her backyard bird habitat, which I'm sure looks amazing. You can go to ignitingyourbusiness.com, ignitingyourbusiness.com. Go to makeyourmarketingsimple.com, makeyourmarketingsimple.com. Click on those. Connect with her through Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn. Let her know that you heard her on Life Transformation Radio. Lori, the first question I have to ask, which I believe is the most important question you can ever ask yourself, is why? Why do you do what you do?
You know, I just kind of stumbled into it, believe it or not. I had had over 30 years of business experience, and I had my own small business in the early 90s, when entrepreneur wasn't a word that you heard very much. And people said, you work out of your house. Are you weird? But that was, you know, it cut overhead. There was a lot of reasons for that. So I was trendy before it was trendy. But my business was doing marketing packaging. I helped companies with binders and folders and software packaging and video packaging. And then this little thing called the internet came along, and people didn't need binders and folders and software and video packaging as much anymore. So I kind of was at a crossroads of my business, and I said, you know what, I'm tired of working for myself. I was tired of, you know, because then keep in mind, this is early 2000 and entrepreneur still wasn't really that big of a term. And I, you know, tired of doing all the paperwork for Uncle Sam and tired of doing all that stuff. So I went to work for somebody else, and I ultimately landed in a digital marketing company. And I kind of talked myself into a job, discovered that at first he wanted me to set marketing appointments for him, sales appointments. And I said, well, I can do that all day long, but do you want me to set you good sales appointments? Or do you want me to just sit back and make an appointment for you and collect my $75 and have at it? So $75 appointment. So I learned a little bit about the business and ended up being an account manager slash salesperson slash project manager slash whatever they needed me to do, and discovered in that time that if I would learn how to do some of this stuff, it was a better user experience for our clients, because they didn't have to wait and go through the system if all they needed was one word. So I kind of taught myself a little bit of WordPress and how to use it. And then I got laid off because I wasn't a technical person, believe it or not. Oh. So I thought, well, I'll show him. And a friend of mine asked me if I wanted to do a website for him. I'm like, sure, I've never done one. But he's like, well, why not try it? And I'll pay you. And I'm like, works for me. So that's really kind of how I got started.
Right?
He paid me.
You'll pay me?
I said, as long as you're not in a hurry. Yes, he paid me. And he's still one of my original clients today. So it's awesome. And then another friend, and then another friend, and another friend. And then I had a business coach, which was my transformational moment. You know, I was doing these on the side while I was doing, you know, trying to work another side hustle and saying, this is going to work. You know, I'm going to make this work, because I didn't want to do websites. And she's like, Lori, what are you doing? You're making far more money building websites on the side for friends than you are doing this other business. Why aren't you building websites? You're good at it. And I'm like, you know, you're right. So I literally the next morning woke up and started my business. I had no money in the bank. I didn't have my own website. I had nothing. And I don't even know at that point, Sean, if I even had the money for my own hosting, you know, because it was coming off of you know, the housing bubble. It was, you know, there were a lot of things happening economically at the time. And you know, so it's kind of like do or don't at that point. So that's kind of how I got started. Right. I really kind of fell into it. And then about a year later, I'm thinking, why didn't I do this before? Because I really love it and I really enjoy it. And it's expanded and spread to other things. So yeah, there's always a story. And I literally started overnight.
For sure. And it just strikes me as one of those stories where it kind of falls into place. And it seems like those are the best kinds of moments, because it totally ignites what you're doing.
Exactly.
Unintended.
Yes, I caught that.
So yeah, it kind of
goes
just,
along with the name of the show.
It does. It does.
Yeah.
There's been a couple of times where somebody was like, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, and I was also 58 when all this happened. So,
oh, wow.
You know, the practical side of it is nobody was going to hire someone with my experience at my age, at my income level. So I had to kind of do it myself.
Got it. Got it. Okay. What I really enjoyed about that and my takeaway from that is just moments in my life where somebody asked, can you do this? And I thought, I'm sure I could. And I tell them, sure, I can do that. You know, in my mind, I'm like, I probably could. Doesn't seem that hard. And, but there's times that I'm like, oh no, I have no idea. Like I have no, like web design. I'm like, I have no idea. I mean, I built my own website and I know it's not great, you know, but I'm also, just me personally, I'm not going to pay somebody $5,000 to do something that I do myself. I just, I get my business from my website. I mean, it's doing its job. It's evolved over the years. But that's just not an investment I'm willing to make, you know?
Right.
And some people said, well, I mean, can you imagine how much business you'd get if you had an amazing website? Like, do you know how many people have websites and do not get business from the website who paid $5,000 to do that website? Like,
absolutely. Or more.
You know, or more, or $10,000, right?
Yeah.
So I personally don't think that your website is the number one end all be all everything inside of my business, speaker and trainer and all that, because most of the event planners that I talk to are checking people's social media. They're checking their LinkedIn, they're checking their Facebook, they're checking their Instagram. Yeah, they're gonna go to the website, they're gonna watch a couple of videos. You know, I just sat in a meeting and was gonna get booked to speak. Looked at the website, was like, that's pretty good. Like, I like that. Like, yeah, click on that video. They watched the videos, they're like, it's really good. You know, they didn't say, well, we can't hire you because you have a crappy website. Like, that wasn't something that they said. But they also said, well, let's look at your LinkedIn. Let's see what the content that you post. I'm like, oh, I post a ton of content. They're like, oh, okay, well, 5,000 friends, and you've got this 10,000 people here, and you've got this other people here. Like, they're looking at my followers and stuff. So I've never heard of a person going, oh, you're not going to get the job because your website's really not that great, you know. I've heard them say, you don't have a website, so therefore we're not going to hire you because you need a website. And it can't just be crap. But I like where you said, yeah, I could probably do that. Give me a couple of days. Yeah, I could probably do it. Like you just said yes and figured it out. I love that.
Yeah, and to be fair, it took me longer than a couple of days. He was very patient.
Of course. Of course.
But yeah, and to your point, you know, each business has its own qualifications and what it needs to function. And I'm not going to come in, you know, for me, I don't come in and say, okay, your website is crappy. You need a whole new website. I look at the whole thing. You've got good social media. You've got a system that works. Why fix it if it ain't broken? But if you're coming to me and you said, I can't figure out why I'm not getting business, and we look at your whole marketing strategy, to me, a website is a part of an entire marketing strategy. And it's moving, you know, there's a couple of different moving parts to it and that are happening, you know, from a business perspective, is you have the diehard people like me who say the website should be the base of what you're doing. Because to me, a social media, whatever you put there is just a soundbite. And it's going to tell and give people a current picture of where you are. But if you want to drive them back and let them see the full picture, and you said you have content, you have videos, that's where they're going to see all of that on your website. So as long as it's functioning for what you need and for your audience, why fix it? You know, why? I'm not going to sit here and say, Sean, you needed a website. Although I'd be happy to talk to you. but it's part of an overall strategy and you have to look at each individual business.
Yeah, absolutely. I 100% agree with that. I also don't think that I also do think that life isn't all sunshine and rainbows. I'm sure there was some struggle when you were saying yes and figuring it out. It didn't seem like you had a quick, you know, 24-hour turnaround, take a couple of days. And in these moments, I believe that there's a transformation that happens in those tough, hard moments where you want to give up, throw everything away, maybe start over fresh. There's this moment that kind of transforms you and says, no, I can do this. I can figure this out. I can do this. And we go through these moments throughout our life, every week, every month, every year, 5 years, 20 years, whatever. What was a transformational moment in your life that has now put you on the path to what you're doing today?
Probably back in the early 90s. When I was selling my marketing packaging, because I went to work for a very small company. My husband and I had a long distance relationship. He was my sales rep for one of my products. And I moved up to New Jersey and stayed there. And I went to work for actually one of his customers. And I realized after a while that, you know, I was giving up 50% of my profit to somebody that was basically handling my account, my payables and receivables. So I'm thinking, I could do that. I don't, you know, I, that's just numbers, or I can hire somebody to do that for me. I don't need him to do it. And so I thought, you know what, I'll just do this by myself. I'll work out of my basement. And you know, it took 99.9% of my customers with me. And that 0.01% was somebody who had just come on and didn't know me. So I'm okay with that. But you know, that was kind of my transformational moment when it was like, when I started looking at the numbers and said, this is no longer making financial sense. I don't need him anymore. I can do this my own. And once I did that, then you know, and I'm not somebody who, I'm not impulsive, but I don't dwell on things a lot because I've discovered in my life that things happen and you roll with them and you go with them. And if you dwell on them, then you're just going to be stuck where you are. But if you just, you know, everything is changeable. You know, I say it's like if you get a bad haircut, you know what? It grows. Why dwell on it?
Right.
So that's
well,
kind of my transformational moment was, hey, I don't need him anymore.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but people do though. They
oh,
dwell
yeah.
on it. They do. I mean, for a while. I was this way back in 2013, 2014, even though I knew better. Everybody was like, dude, what are you doing? You're the resilience guy. Like, what are you doing? But this was deep. I mean, people had stabbed me in the back and
oh yeah,
you know, I got fired from a position that I was well qualified for because the guy didn't like me and I didn't like him. And we butted heads and because he outranked me, and was more well liked. I would pull up, well, sir, no, you can't do that because the regulation states this. Nope, you can't actually do that. He didn't want to hear any of that. He just wanted to do his own thing. And
right.
Nobody could tell him different. And I was like, that's, you actually literally cannot do that. And I would tell my dudes, this is illegal. This is, we can't do this. This is against
right.
the regulations. We can't do this. And they're like, well, he said, I'm like, I don't care what he said. We're not doing it because this is wrong. And they'd be like, oh, who are you? And who? I'm like, this is wrong. You literally by the book cannot do this. This is not how we do business. And then they finally got rid of me. They found a reason to get rid of me.
Right.
And I was like, no way. And then once I was gone, everything just fell apart. People got fired and people got in trouble and they got reprimanded. It was just like, it was bad. And I just sat back. I was like, told you.
Yeah,
like, oh,
yeah.
Well, who are you? And I was still wrong. I was still wrong because I was like, told you, nah, 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 nah. Right. And I was like,
yeah.
well, I mean, you guys got rid of me, you know, even though I told you, you know, and I was just, I had such a distaste and I dwelled on it. I can't believe what they did to me. I can't believe this. I mean, it was no impact to my career. I went, got another job, you know, another position. And I was still working. I was still doing the stuff that I was supposed to be doing, you know, whatever. And then I even took a different position after that one and grew from there, you know, and, you know, everybody knows that I'm a no BS, no fluff guy who is by the book and I don't deviate.
Mm-hmm.
I do it by the book and some people like that. And that's the way it's supposed to be. Those are great leaders. Other leaders are like, well, I do it whatever I want to do. I'm like, nah, not in the military, you know?
Right. Right.
Nah, you just don't do whatever you want. So I dwelled on it. And when you brought up dwelling, I was like, oh, yep, that was me.
Yeah, but dwelling has its place too. And I'm not saying that I, you know, when I did this, it's not impulsive, but you do kind of think back, because I was also in the mid-80s, I was fired, and it stays with you for a long time. Because yep. even when I was my own boss and my own company, there was still that I could get fired. It was like, well, not really, yeah. but it does. It does something on your psyche, and it makes you think about what if and what could. And in that sense, that's a dwell that I definitely have. So, yeah.
Love it. What I want to talk about, which to me is right in your wheelhouse, is not only business, but what does it mean to ignite your business? When I think of igniting, I think of putting charcoal on a grill, and you're mm-hmm. getting ready to launch, and then you light the charcoal, you light the propane, whatever you feel like using. And then you have fire, you have fuel, you have burning purpose, sensation, whatever you want to call it. In a car, you turn the key. If nothing happens, you're like, oh, crap. And we always do three of three things: fuel, spark, air. So do you have fuel? Do you have spark, ignition? And do you have air, oxygen? Without those three, nothing can work. The fire won't light. The car won't start. You have to have these three key aspects. So to me, igniting is probably one of the most descriptive ways of taking action. Ignition. It happened. Igniting. If you say fuel, like I have fuel, it's like a piece of something. Air is like, okay, I have it. It's here, whatever. But that ignition, when I think of ignition, it's like we have launch, like we have liftoff. So igniting your business, what does that mean to you?
Yeah, it's interesting you say that, because when I started, first of all, Ignite Marketing as a domain was taken like years ago. So I had to get creative. but then I had to start thinking, okay, now what does this really mean? And I love the analogy that you gave, because that's an analogy that I use a lot. But I carry it a little bit further. For small business owners, I think when most of us get started, if you're coming from a sense of this is really what I want to do, and I have a purpose, I have a vision for my business, then you're on fire. And it's that, you know, you take the logs and you put the gas to it, or you put the lighter fluid on it, and it explodes and it burns heavily. And then as the fire catches to those logs or that charcoal, then it starts burning internally, and it will put out a lot of heat. And then at some point, it's either going to phase out, or you've got to put another log on it. And when you put that other log on it, and I'll use the fire for the example, when you put the fire in the fireplace, when you put another log on it, then guess what it does? It explodes, you know, it comes back up again, and you get another fire. And then it does that again. And I think that's kind of the way that a lot of small businesses are. They're cyclical like that, in that we get a good idea and then we get all excited and get on fire. And then it pumps us up and motivates us. And we go out and we're ready to, like, you know, knock out the world with our idea. And then as we start implementing it, it becomes this fuel, that this low, slow charcoal burn that fuels us and gives us heat. And then because things change in the business world and new ideas and new technology comes in, then that throws another log on that business fire and it gets you excited again. And that's kind of the way I am. I mean, I can, you know, I can go through and, you know, one of the things that I've loved about going to New Media Summit is meeting podcasters. And honestly, when I went in last February, I went to the first one, I was going just to learn about podcasting for my clients, never thinking that this would be something I love to do. I was just like, okay, this is going to be another tool in my toolbox. But it was just like, this is so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, for me, that was like the fire on the log on my fire, because it got me excited about things that I hadn't been excited about for a long time, because it was just like, okay, I got to do this, blah, 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 blah. And it gave me a whole new way of thinking. And then, you know, then I started just recently adding email funnels to my book of business. And now that's exciting again, because I'm learning all about this and different ways I can help my clients, and, you know, a different way of presenting my business and my proposals to clients. That got me excited again. So it just, you know, it just keeps happening and happening, as long as that fire is staying lit. So that's kind of where it is to me.
I love it. And I'm assuming, based on that, that domain is still taken, or talk about that.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, when I started Ignite Marketing, I guess it was, I don't know, 5 years ago, whatever. Ignitemarketing.com was taken. And I firmly believe in .com. So I got creative with it. And I haven't looked at it in a couple of years. You know, I've got my name known now with Igniting Your Business and now Make Your Marketing Simple, which is my program. But I'm staying with Igniting Your Business. And I do have Ignite Marketing and Website Design or something. I've got a couple of variations on it.
Sure.
I'm deciding what to do with. But
oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Yeah. I always go back and check, you know, because I'm like, oh, you never know. And
exactly.
You know what was crazy is I did like 200 and some odd episodes, like 200 some odd. And I always said, I got to get this. I got to get this. I got to get that. I'm like, I have to have it all.
And
what I didn't do, and I thought that I was like, yep, checked, done, complied with, got it. Nope, absolutely not. I literally just recently bought the domain Life Transformation Radio. I was like, I thought I already had it because I was looking for I was looking through my domains and I'm like, wait a minute. Cause I'm starting a second show.
Yeah.
And I mentioned it just at New Media Summit. And I was like, well, I got to go with this domain. You know, I was like, where's my domain? Why? Wait a minute. And I have like four domains.
Right.
I'm like, wait a minute. And it was available. I'm like, woo. Okay. So then I Google searched Life Transformation Radio. Of course, all my stuff came up. And on the second or third page, somebody had started a show called Transformation Radio. I'm like, oh, no. And they're like 30 episodes in. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, trademark. Like, I bought the domain. I found my trademark. I'm like, oh my God. But I thought I already did it. I legit thought I already did it. And no, I did not.
Yeah. Yeah, I do that a lot too, is I go
that.
And search for something, I forget to hit submit, and then I'm like 2 days later, like, oh, did I get that? Because
I
collect them too. Yeah, yeah. In fact, I was on the phone. There was one that I was looking for that about a month ago was taken, and then I looked at it again, and they said it's up for sale. And I thought, huh, wow, really? So I call, you know, I put a message into GoDaddy and said, how much is this? Because they weren't telling. A lot of times they'll tell, and they didn't tell on this one. I thought, okay, it's either $475,000 or it's $475,000. You just don't know.
Right.
So they called me back, and while we were talking, you know, they gave me the information and stuff on it. I said, yeah, I'll reach out to them. Here's my offer. See if they'll take that. I said, can you check for me and see if my name's available? Because I've been trying since 2006 when it first started to get my name, and it's never been used. It's never been anything. It's just out there. And I've never seen anybody. I've reached out to a bunch of Lori Lyons to say, hey, do you have this? You know, on social media and stuff.
Wow.
And he's like, yeah, I got the information. I'll reach out for you. It's like, cool. So who knows? You know, we'll see. I'd love to have my name. I've got reverse. I've got Lyons Lori, but that's not the same.
Well, yeah. But no, it doesn't look like anybody's using Lori Lyons. However, I went to ignitemarketing.com. And it is for sale. Literally, it says, dial this number, or you can bid on it. Make an offer. My offer for this domain is, says the brand ignitemarketing.com is for sale. It includes free logos, domain name, listed by domain specialist, and it has a phone number. And I guess you can call them and see if you can get it.
Yeah, look at that. That's new, Sean, because that wasn't, I don't know, maybe. Too much. It's been a while since I've looked at it, but that's new. That's cool. Thank you.
Yeah. And Lori Lyons, LoriLyons.com, LoriLyons.com is not available.
Correct.
Somebody has.
Yeah. It's Who Is Privacy Mark, so I can't even see where it's listed, but this guy was able to go in and say, yeah, I can see it. So I'll reach out for you. So that.
Oh, perfect. Love it. So if you go to ignitemarketing.com, it'll take you to this, buy this domain and this, that, and the other. So So there's that.
Yeah, let's make an offer while we're on the phone.
All right, right. We're like real time, yeah. Like putting in offers and stuff and trying to buy domains.
Yeah.
See, when you get a bunch of entrepreneurs together, this is pretty much what happens. Like
exactly. What a great podcast. Let's sit here and get domains while we're on the air.
That would be a super cool podcast. Holy smokes.
Yeah. Send in your suggestion. We'll see if we can get them.
Right.
That's funny.
Yeah. I mean, you literally could. Okay. So this is awesome. This is, oh my gosh. Oh, okay. If y'all can see me right now, I'm like freaking out. Okay. So what if a podcast got started and you, this could be an extension, like, cause you're a web designer. You could literally have an extension of Igniting Your Business and call it something like Igniting Your Domain or, you know, something like that, but you literally build, like, you're building a community, you're building, you know, maybe a business idea live, and you're like, I don't know, let's check it out. And then either you do it, I don't know, by video or you do it by audio, you know, either one. And you're like, what I did was I went to Google Domains. Mm-hmm. You know, and I go to Google Domains. It's $12 a year to buy from Google Domains. That's what I always do. And I just search on Google Domains. And then if it says unavailable, then I go to the website and I see what's up with the website.
Right, right.
That's literally what I did. And then I was like, oh, well, I went here. And, you know, so, but that would be a very cool show.
Yeah.
You know, and then you could talk about, well, what's the difference between a .net, a .biz? Because you could have, because when I looked at Ignite Marketing on Google Domains, the .net, .biz, .org, .it was all gone.
Yeah.
And they bought them all, which makes sense. You could literally have a podcast about domains. That would literally be the podcast. About domains. What's the difference between a .biz? What's the difference between a .net?
Right, right.
What is a .org? You know, why would I use a .org for a 501c3 rather than a .com or, you know, .biz? Like, does it give any less leverage? That's what I would do. And it would literally be an extension of your current business, Igniting Your Business. Because you're a web designer and marketer and all that, you could literally talk about igniting your domain.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to start first. Watch for the blog to come. I'll send it to you when it's done.
I'm just saying.
Going, okay, domains kind of spark my imagination.
Sure.
I don't know how many other people it would, except you.
Well, think about
You'll
this.
Be my only listener.
No, but think about though. So if you're going to write the blog, which I think is a great idea.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Do it on a blog, which you put it on your website and not in your business.
Yep.
But you become the foremost thought leader on web domains. Because I'm a website analyst. Right. I'm a website this. But nobody's taking the domain space. I don't know anybody that's like, oh my gosh, you know, you have to buy this domain. And why would I go through GoDaddy? And why would I go through Bluehost? Or why would I go through Wix, WordPress?
Cons,
what is a
yeah.
WordPress site? You could literally become the foremost thought leader on what it means to domain your content and intellectual property.
Mm-hmm.
And how do I pick my domain? Like, what do I do? And you could literally talk about somebody who has a business called Ignite Your Business, Make Your Marketing Simple so that you're not confused and that your business thrives and you become the foremost thought leader on domains.com.
And you know what's interesting? I actually, and it's at my designer right now. I've got my next freebies coming up, which is how to get around your domain angst, because people get so angst about domains.
See,
it's at the designer right now, dear.
You're already doing it. See, that's awesome. But literally one blog post could be making fun of somebody who has that super super long, right?
Yeah.
Like igniting your business, making your marketing simple so that you're not confused and you pick the right domain so that your business thrives and that you love what you do.com.
Yeah. So there's the extension of the podcast that makes it funny is we start looking for really crappy domains.
Yes. Yes.
And call them out.
Yes.
gig. This is the Rotten Tomatoes of domains.
Yes, you could be literally the Rotten Tomatoes of podcasts. Like literally, it's like, what do you guys think about this? Everybody right now go to this website, and right. are you searching for this website? Are you, because people could Google business, and you could come up igniting your business. People could search marketing, simple marketing, you know, whatever. And all of a sudden you're ranking on the SEO because in your name is make marketing simple.
Right.
So I'm always about taking your, like mine is the success core, and people are searching for success, how to be successful, you know, whatever. And so I talk about that even on my website, and then success in the name, and then boom, I'm ranking plus speaking and everything. I come up speaking success, whatever success,
right.
podcast success. So the way that which leads me to my third question, you know, how are we elevating the world around us? I'm educating people on means to become successful because everybody has their own version.
Yes.
Well, if I make $1 million, I'm successful. Well, you made $1 million, but you're an alcoholic, a drug addict, and you're divorced, and you know your kids hate you.
Right.
Like, are you really are you really a success? So I ask you, how are you elevating the world around you?
That's a good one.
We ask the hard questions on this show.
You do. We went from domain angst and Rotten Tomatoes domains to, gosh, now I'm elevating the world. Let me think for a second. You know,
maybe that's...
I truly hope that the people around me that are in my community, I hope that I give them value. And I hope that I give them value in a way that works for them, whether it be personal value. You know, I say on my website that if you can't have fun working with me and consider the fun part of business is very serious. And there's a lot of things that people just, you know, really hone in on. But if I can't have a good time with a client and laugh, because as you can tell, I like to laugh a lot,
then
I don't want them for a client. So I, you know, I hope that when people are around me, that I brighten their day with my sense of humor, that I help give them value with whatever they're going through at the time, whether it be a sympathetic ear or, and I had this conversation yesterday, is that I'm also a fixer. So I have to be very careful not to go into fix it mode, because I can do that really easily. You know, so I'm trying to learn to step back and say, do you need for me to fix this or listen? And so far I'm not doing very good with that. That's what I would hope. I would hope that in some way I can brighten somebody's day. As simplistic as that is.
I have heard so many times that what you just said is the universal correct answer.
Oh,
in every single conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you, Lori, I heard you, and I understand what you're saying. Do you want me to listen or do you want me to fix it? And then sometimes they go, I just want you to listen. You're like, hell yeah, shoot.
Yeah, that's really hard to do, but okay.
I got nothing. I have no expectations. I owe you nothing at this point, right? I owe you nothing.
But,
and so you tell me something.
The hard part of that, Sean, is when they say just listening, then you have to quiet your mind because your mind is still in fix-it mode. And that is really hard for me to do.
Me too. And my wife will let you know. She will.
Yeah.
You know, and my wife sometimes has, it's so funny. She sometimes, you know, it's like, hey, I need you to listen. I'm like, are you sure? She goes, yeah. I don't need you to pick something and just listen. I'm like, okay. So the expectations have already been set before we even have the conversation. But somebody's like, hey, I want to ask you a question. I'm like, sure. I'm trying to do this. Not sure about this. Not very sure about this. But here's what I'm thinking and whatever. And I'm like, I'm searching for the question. I'm like, yes. Searching. Where's the question? So I'm really not
listening
to respond, but I'm listening to wait for the question. I'm just like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what to do. Like, what would you do? I'm like, what would I do? Like, you want me to fix it? I'm like, well, just, I mean, yeah. I mean, what would you, you know, what would you do?
Yeah.
If there's no question and then I say, wow, that sounds hard. did you want me to listen, or do you want me to offer, are you looking for me to offer advice? Do you want me to fix it? And sometimes they'll say, I don't know. Like, I don't know. What do you think? And I just give them my honest feedback. Well, I think that you're whatever. I think that I would do this. I think that you would be better off, you know, what? And I just try to give my honest feedback of what I'm honestly thinking in the moment. Most of the time, it's not what they want to hear because I have no tact.
Yeah,
I'm learning tact.
And for a fixer, we're not giving advice. We're fixing it. So you better take the advice because we're fixing it.
Correct.
So it's that, you know, that flipping back and forth, like, okay, I'm really kind of giving, I'm couching in advice, but I'm fixing it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So in the final moments, in the final moments of the show, here's what I want to do. I want to do a shameless plug. You can plug friends, quotes, websites, Facebook, programs, products, services, whatever it is that you want the audience to know and understand and to do with this episode. Shamelessly plug. Go.
I will shamelessly plug my program. Okay. There's a whole bunch of things I can shamelessly plug, but I will shamelessly plug my program because it's a really good program. For a small business owner that is overwhelmed and confused with where they are in marketing and want somebody to walk them through it in everyday language, I have a freebie, if that's okay to offer to your audience.
Absolutely. Always.
And it goes right along with our fire and our ignition. It's actually called 3 Simple Marketing Shifts to Create Clarity and Momentum for Your Business. And you can get it by going to ignitingyourbusiness.com/Sean. So, you know,
love it.
Be happy to offer that out to your audience. And, you know, and I got to tell you, marketing is my business, but I don't inundate you with emails yet because I just don't have that much stuff to sell yet.
Right.
So, so I kind of laugh about that and say, I will give you value and give you as much as I can with everything that I do. And then in turn, I do hope you buy my stuff.
Yeah. And give us the website one more time.
ignitingyourbusiness.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, Sean. Can't say it, but I can spell it.
Perfect. Perfect. All right. And I'm going to that website right now, and I'm going to go grab that myself. Lori, thank you so much for coming on the show. Absolutely amazing. You are wonderful. Had a great conversation. I think that a new podcast got built. Not sure. We'll see you next year. So that happens when you get a bunch of entrepreneurs together. Like, I think we should do this.
But
thank you so much for your time and energy. It was absolutely amazing.
So absolutely enjoyed it. This was fun. Thank you
Life
for having
Transformation-
me.
Yeah, absolutely. You're welcome. Life Transformation Radio listeners, an amazing guest impacting the world around her. If anything resonated with the show, please let myself and Lori know by connecting with her on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn, or all of them, and sending her a message, letting her know that you heard her episode on Life Transformation Radio. Go grab the freebie that she offered and the websites and show notes right there. And what I want to leave you with is this. Live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the core values that you hold deep in your heart. And I call this living your brand. So until next episode, live a great life.